You've heard me through the pandemic sing this song, Come to Chicago. It's a beautiful town. There's a lot to do. And this year, more so than last year, it's opened back up for the holidays. I love this campaign that you're hearing us talk about, the Unwrap Chicago, because it's like that. It's this present that's giving again. Let's open it up and see what's in there. To tell us a little bit about that is our next guest, Michael Fasnacht, who is, give me your title again. You are the, let me see if I've got it right, the Chief Marketing Officer for the city and the CEO and President of World Business Chicago.
Well said, John. Yeah, two jobs at one price. Thanks for having me on your show, John.
So I think I know what the second job is, President of World Business Chicago, because we've been working with them. But what does that mean?
So we're really focusing on helping large businesses to stay and expand in Chicago, as well as attracting new companies and corporations to the great city of Chicago.
Which probably dovetails with your other position, the Chief Marketing Officer. So are you selling Chicago to the suburbs or to people in other cities, country, states?
On the business side, mostly outside the state, because sometimes if someone just a company moves from the suburbs to the city, it's not a big win because it's zero-sum game from a state perspective. We love to move companies from the West and East Coast, because that's a plus for us as a city, and we have done pretty well since the beginning of this year.
So if I were in another city in another state, would I see a commercial on TV for Chicago or something online? I mean, how are you getting the word out about Chicago?
So normally when companies think about expanding or relocating, they reach out proactively. So we get a lot of inbound calls and inquiries. But we as well, and I took the mayor out to the West Coast a couple months ago. We just came back from the East Coast to tell as well our story. Why is Chicago a great city as a talent to develop your career and for a company to start your business and expand?
Give me a couple of examples. So what do you throw down that's impressive? What's a good sell for Chicago?
Companies really think always about talent. And we have an unbelievable diverse talent across our 77 neighborhoods, well-educated. We have great colleges and universities who are innovative, and it's a very livable and affordable city. These are three key reasons.
I guess livable and affordable if you're getting them from New York City, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., places like that. I would presume also the transportation is pretty good here, right? And the fact that we're in the center part of the country has to matter, right?
Yeah, I mean, the hard infrastructure, if it's public transportation, the airport is a massive plus. But also the soft infrastructure, you know, if the digital speed, if we look at broadband, we are really leading the country. And I think with the new bill that just got approved in Washington, I think we have even more infrastructure investment that will improve our position.
So that's how you would maybe pitch some of the attributes of Chicago. I've been telling people in the suburbs to come into the city, and I think you agree with me. Last year was a down year for obvious reasons. It's getting better. The occupancy rates, the transportation, the tourism rates are higher, and the Chicago features are the Christmas features are back, aren't they?
Yeah. So I'm excited about this weekend, honestly, because like you said, we'd like to tell people living in the suburbs, here's a real reason to come. Tomorrow we're opening up, you know, the always liked and beloved Chris Kendall Market. We'll go run through the end of December. You know, you can have a great mulled wine and buy some great gifts.
In the mug. Get it with the mug. Buy that mug, too.
Yeah, because you want to have these two drinks in the mug. That's the right thing. We have the Sioux Lights starting this weekend. Yep. And on Saturday, we have, you know, the Lights Festival with the parade, which will be fun. So this weekend really kicks off our holiday season. And the weather looks like it will be perfect for that.
That is not too cold. It's not going to be snowing or raining, but it won't be 62 degrees, which would be weird. So the temperature will drop just enough to give you a sort of a Christmas feel.
I would say we did that really well, well planned, and it's all working out for us, I think.
You're going
to take
credit for that.
Please come to the city and experience these amazing things.
The Magmile Lights Festival, I think, is a perennial thing Chicagoans know and love, and we would get a million people some years for that. None last year. I hope we get a good crowd this year.
So my feeling is people are so excited about going back out, experience in other people, experience the urban setting of Chicago. So I'm very optimistic that the numbers for this weekend will be fabulous.
Okay, so if you want to find out more, choosechicago.com would be a good place to go. Choosechicago.com. Keep listening to WGN Radio. We are unwrapping Chicago every day and every weekend through the holidays. So you'll hear about all of these events here. But you can just click now. I did this yesterday, and I thought that the list of things, I went, oh yeah, oh yeah. ChooseChicago.com. Michael, it's nice to meet you. You should come on with us more often.
If you invite me, I'll be back, John. Thanks for having me.
And keep doing what you're doing. Keep selling Chicago.
Thank you.